Masks appear often in Enzor's work. They were a familiar part of his life in Ostend, where the biggest holiday of the year was Carnival, right before Lent. Then revelers donned masks and celebrated with parades and raucous parties.
Enzor would fill his studio with everyday objects from the store downstairs and use these objects to craft dramas. It's a constructed mise-en-scène where he places the objects as he wishes to in his studio and then paints from that. He is bringing together the power of his imagination with a traditional rendition of a composition.
Painter Terry Winters.
Here it's even more focused and upfront in terms of Enzor's really gifted relationship to paint and how he's able to almost give a direction to every brushstroke. Like every brushstroke is coming from another angle. And I think that's part of what helps animate the painting and also give it a kind of rhythm or movement just through the way he's modeling the paint surface. His ability to mix white with almost all his colors as a unifying device and also to give a kind of light, both coming from inside the painting and on the surface of the painting through this use of white, is something that's very particular to him. They were very finely tuned, every one of his paintings, in terms of how the brushstrokes were applied, the amount of paint that was on the brush, and the angle or the arc of each stroke and its relationship to each other stroke.